This is 90.3 KEDM, and it's raining and will continue to rain. The city of Monroe is preparing for that rain. They're asking residents to help out by cleaning their drains. Now, we've got a small break this morning for a few hours, and then the rain continues again. City crews are clearing debris from drainage systems and working to clear storm drains, but they say you need to help if you can to ensure rainwater flows freely through the city's storm water system. The House Civil Law Committee has approved legislation that would prohibit a transgender individual from using a public bathroom that aligns with their gender identity. Jeff Palermo tells us more.
Denham Springs Representative Roger Wilder's bill is to keep biological men who are now transgender women from using female bathrooms at schools, prisons, and domestic violence shelters.
We'll preserve the privacy, dignity, and safety of its women and girls.
But Kim Sport of United Against Domestic Violence raised concerns the legislation violates federal rules and would result in a cut in federal dollars for domestic violence shelters.
This is almost essentially going to put domestic violence shelters out of business.
Trans advocates express concern a transgender girl would be harassed and bullied if they are forced to use the boys' bathroom. Baton Rouge Representative Emily Chenevier responded.
How is it unsafe that someone is supposed to go use a restroom based on their biology?
The measure heads to the House floor. I'm Jeff Palermo.
New Orleans officials are gathering tomorrow to review the state of the city's carnival parades. Councilman-at-Large J.P. Burrell says the People's Party needs to be more inclusive and abide by the rules. Burrell says he's heard complaints from local residents that visitors are treating the city property as their own. They're known locally as Chads.
But Chad's the person that goes out there 2 days before Endymion, blocks off a block of Orleans Avenue, builds a pavilion, pays some homeless people to sit in it, shows up the day of, builds a 3-foot wooden fence, starts grilling, sets up a couple of porta potty tents, and basically yells at all the people in the neighborhood, stay off my land, I claimed it dibs.
Morrell says some local crews are also not following rules, like including enough marching bands. The Carnival Legislative Advisory Committee includes 3 city council members and representatives of carnival organizations, law enforcement, and the New Orleans community. And the brakes have been put on removing the requirement of brake tags in Louisiana. Louisiana appropriations Monday pulled their immensely popular bill. Larry Bagley was the author. He pulled it at the request of Louisiana State Police.